Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Raise your hand if you have ever heard of wild emmer. This ancient crop is a relative of the wheat we have just harvested. In fact, it is very closely related to durum wheat, which is the wheat that is best suited for pasta production. The K-State Wheat Breeding Program is trying to utilize wild emmer, which grows naturally in the Middle East, for some of its genetic potential. This week we will hear from Alan Fritz, K-State wheat breeder, as he discusses how his program is trying to utilize this historic precursor. Dr. Fritz begins by discussing how emmer compares to the wheat we grow in Kansas fields.
From a genetic basis, it's the same as what we would normally grow in Kansas. Now, obviously, it doesn't look the same. We have shattering characteristics, lack of threshability, other undesirable characteristics that come from those wild materials. But we started this process in the greenhouse. We made the crosses in the greenhouse. But now we want to bring them to the field and start to evaluate them under field conditions. What do they do against our diseases that are out here? When we get heat stress or drought stress, we want to be able to see how they perform.
Next, Alan discusses the traits that his program is trying to incorporate into Kansas lines, like disease resistance and drought tolerance.
Yeah, so actually there's a lot of value here. We know from some research that's been done in Israel, they've identified a region of a chromosome that's given them increased yield under drought. It's been about a 10 to 15% increase in yield under drought without losing yield potential under well-watered conditions. And so there's already some evidence that there are genes here for drought tolerance. I have a student who's been doing some screening for heat tolerance out of these materials, and there's some that have very good tolerance to high temperatures. So we start talking about dealing with climate change, highly variable climate, having the ability to deal with all these stresses is really important. We know from some previous work at other places that there's some resistance to Fusarium head blight. There's been resistance genes to stripe rust that have been transferred out of the wild emmer. We've done some preliminary screening. We've identified some lines that potentially have wheat streak resistance. There's a lot of different value there.
Finally, Dr. Fritz wraps up his discussion by talking about the potential in-use improvements from the wild emmer, which includes higher proteins and better nutrition.
And it really goes beyond just the commercial production side of it. We think there's a lot of potential value there also for consumers. The wild emmers will go up to in excess of 30% protein. So there's high protein. We also know that the wild emmer has about twice, you can find some that have about twice the antioxidant capacity that the domesticated durum has. And the durum wheat is what the domesticated form of emmer is. So we know there's high antioxidant capacity. We know that they accumulate things like iron and zinc at a much higher level. So we can start to talk about nutritionally superior wheat varieties that can come out of this material. So we think that there's real value there, you know, as well as for our consumers, as well as helping to ensure production in an increasingly variable environment.
That was K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz discussing the genetic potential of wild emmer, which is an ancient relative of our currently produced wheat. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.